This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Well, after three decades in the insurance business, Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins is aiming to oversee the industry from the other side of the table, launching a bid for state insurance commissioner with a pledge to reform how insurance is delivered across the state. Hawkins, a Republican from District 100, is the first to formally announce a campaign for the role. And, of course, he's the guy who should win and has my complete support. With us now is the Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins. Dan, thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Good evening, John. I've looked forward all week to this moment. Be on your show on Sunday evening.
Shallow flattery will get you everywhere, my friend. So I gotta ask, you're like the godfather here, okay? This is the way I view this, is you're like the godfather, okay? The end of you're termed out effectively as speaker because, you know, that's the tradition. So at the end of next session, you're out of politics. You can go back and, you know, go to rodeos and things. And then they pull you back in. You're going to run for another office. It's just like the Godfather. Why, Dan? You'd almost escape this.
You know, John, there's a lot of reasons why, but I'll tell you, and you know this because you know me pretty well, I never dreamed I was going to be the majority leader. I never dreamed about being the speaker. Those things just happened politically. It was just I was in the right place at the right time, and I was chosen to lead, and I stood up and did it and enjoyed every minute of it. But this next job, the position of insurance commissioner, is something I have dreamed about quite a bit in life. You're right. I've spent 30 years in the insurance business, done a lot of different things. I've started out as a life-only agent and then moved into the property and casualty arena, which is home, auto, business insurance. And then really went and spent the rest of my career, over 20 years, doing employee benefits. And so throughout those years, I've seen a lot of things. And right now, we're really kind of in a little bit of a crisis, or maybe a lot of bit of crisis, you know, simply because of the high cost of, right, of insurance premiums. You know, we've really focused in the legislature the last couple of years in cost of living issues. And, you know, one of the biggest cost drivers right now in, you know, for a homeowner is the insurance premium. And certainly for many, many business owners, it's the insurance premium.
Oh yeah. And our commercial insurance was really high for our business.
Oh, right now it's outside. Literally we have some sectors, some industries in Kansas where there's only one carrier for that industry. And quite frankly, I feel like the insurance commissioner, one of their jobs is to number one, make it easy for carriers operating in an ethical and legal manner, make it easy for them to operate in Kansas and come to Kansas. Throughout my career, I've seen, you know, I've heard carriers say, you know, Kansas is one of the hardest places to get their filings done. I had one the other day that told me that, you know, he would put Kansas next to Illinois when it comes to getting things done in their insurance department. Now, I'm not being critical of the insurance department because I don't know why it is so tough to get filings done. But I want to become the insurance commissioner and find out why it's so difficult and see if I can't change that, because it certainly hasn't been changed in the 30 years. So that's just one of the things. The insurance commissioner is responsible for an agency of about 100 people who do many, many different things. Part of them are advocates for the insurance policyholders in the state of Kansas. Part of them regulate the carriers. Part of them regulate the securities type situation, stockbrokers,
right,
and people,
right,
who sell securities. So we have many different functions within the insurance department, and I believe, you know, my experience has really prepared me uniquely to be the insurance commissioner for the state of Kansas.
Is there any way, or is this may be a federal issue, but is there any way we'll ever see insurance companies that can sell across state lines? Because I think that would just do such a wonderful thing for competition and cost.
Well, they always talk about that, but here's the problem. There's I'd have to go back and look, but I believe it's Ferguson-McCarran Act. I believe that's what it is, and I might be wrong on the name of that act because it's been a while since I looked at that. But basically, there's an act on the federal government that gives insurance to the states. So that is one of those states' rights, is to control the insurance within their states. And so when people talk about being able to sell insurance across state lines, currently we can, but you still have to abide by the insurance laws in that state, in that particular state. So I, as a current insurance agent, I could have licenses in as many states as I want, and I can sell insurance in those states. I did at one time have a license in Missouri and Oklahoma and Arkansas, South Dakota, Colorado, never did do anything in Nebraska. Also had an insurance license in Texas for a while. So I did sell insurance in those areas. But what you're really talking about is something much different, and it's
right,
tough to make that happen when each state regulates their own insurance.
Is there anyone else in the race? And I know Vicki Schmidt is likely to. She's the current insurance commissioner. I think it's the worst kept secret in town that she's running for governor. Barring her getting in, I have not heard anyone else really express an interest in this.
No, not as of yet. And quite frankly, the insurance commissioner's office is not one. It's not like the governor's office where you have 15 people wanting to become the insurance commissioner. So there's just a few of us out here that really have a passion for that. There could be somebody come up, and certainly we don't know what Vicki's going to do yet. Vicki is still kind of holding close to the vest what she's going to do. But you are right. Everybody believes that she'll get into the governor's race, but we'll have to wait and see what Vicki does. Vicki's done a great job, by the way, as insurance commissioner. I've worked with her for 7 years, and one of the things that we did this year that I really loved was having instant insurance verification checks, where, you know, somebody has an accident and they can, the highway patrol or the law enforcement officer can immediately check to see if you got insurance, and if you don't, then they can certainly ticket you and make it a little rough for you. So hopefully it'll reduce the amount of autos out there on the streets who do not have the mandatory insurance.
Good. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes. We're talking with Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins, who is candidate for Kansas Insurance Commissioner. I want to pivot real quick, and I know I'm up against my break, but I've got to ask you, you know, the Missouri Senate, put on your other hat here. The Missouri Senate failed to pass any legislation to do a tax deal to keep the Chiefs and Royals. You guys passed the Star Bonds deal. That's still out there. It hasn't expired yet.
It is.
What do you think is going to happen with that? Do you think we might get them? Do you think, I mean, it's just sitting there waiting.
Well, I do. You know, we passed that bill a year ago, about this time, actually, and that act actually ceases to exist, or it sunsets on June 30th. I really anticipate us receiving proposals from both of the teams that are out there right now, the Royals and the Chiefs.
Do you really?
I know they're both. I do. I really believe they will, because I just don't know that Missouri is going to do anything to keep them. And certainly our position has always been, we don't want them to leave this area.
The governor of Missouri has said he's going to call a special session. Doesn't mean, as you and I both know, special sessions don't mean they're going to do anything during the special session.
Well, and they certainly had a tough time during the end of their session, which was this week.
Right.
They're supposed to end on Friday. I think they ended on Thursday, but they ended when they didn't get some stuff done and they just shut down. And certainly this was one of those things that they didn't get done. I do believe here really, really soon we will receive proposals, and they got 6 weeks left. June 30th is coming, and right now, certainly, I don't believe that we're in a position where we would want to extend that. So I'm letting them both know. Let's get it done. Get your proposals in, and let's evaluate them, and let's see what we can do.
Last question for you. Governor Kelly called on the Trump administration to reinstate federal funding of about $22 million in pandemic release funds. Any chance you think Donald Trump's taking that call, or is that going to voicemail?
Yeah, I would imagine that's going to voicemail. I mean, the Trump administration has a $37 million or $37 trillion debt. They're trying to do everything they can to get the budget under control, just as we are.
Yeah,
you know, we spent a good share of this year really working to control our spending, and we need to continue that. We actually came in at $210 million less than what we spent last year, and I believe that we have to do exactly the same thing next year, and we have to continue to do that and just take it a piece at a time until we can get our spending back under control. And if we don't, we're going to be in the same problem that other states are in, and that's with a budget that's just out of control. We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem.
Yeah, amen to that. Dan Hawkins, candidate for Kansas Insurance Commissioner. By the way, Dan, you have my full, complete, total support and endorsement if you need anything. If folks want to connect with you, if they want to contact you, or more importantly, if they want to donate, what's the best way for them to do that?
So I'm going to give everybody a brand new website that's up and running. It's called HawkinsForInsurance.com. Go there, and certainly you will see all about my candidacy for the insurance commissioner. And absolutely, there is a donate button. And this is an expensive race. These statewide races cost a lot. So every amount of donations that we can get from folks is going to help us run for insurance commissioner. So I sure appreciate people's vote, but also appreciate their help in the finance part of our campaign.
And that's FOR. So HawkinsForInsurance.com.
.com. That's
perfect.
Correct.
Thank you, my friend. Say hello to your lovely wife for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.